This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm trying to figure out, I don't know this room well enough. There's a stat out that says 1 in 5 people have shoplifted.
Okay.
I feel like that's low. Just based on the way I feel about you two and about every single person that I know. So I guess my question is, do I attract crappy people? Is this stat wrong? Huh?
Have you?
Hold on, do you think I have?
You're allowed to pay?
Do you picture me being the stealing kind?
Well, just from the way you were describing it, and like, do I attract? It seems like you weren't.
You
haven't.
But I mean, just, you know me. Do you think, I mean, I think it should be fairly obvious to you that at this point, I would never.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You, to me, you strike me more as a scheme kind of guy. Okay. Not a like see it, want it, grab it, no play. Like it's you're very planned out, but you'd get involved in some shady stuff. That's what you strike me as.
How's that assessment, Aaron?
Accurate.
Okay.
Because yeah. I feel like I'm the same way.
I'm gonna say
we're kindred souls in that way.
If there's somebody in this room, I don't know if T-Hack is stolen because those chocolate brown eyes, they could get you out of stuff. So if you were smart when you were young, you should have stolen because you could have looked up and went, please, sir, and like gotten out of it.
Yeah, but have you seen the photo of him with like the frosted tips or the bleached hair? That T-Hack?
You think
absolutely,
he stole?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What age then do you think T-Hack stole? So you think he stole when he was a teenager?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say like 16, 17.
I don't know about you, Aaron. You're the wild card in this. Because I don't know if Aaron... So there's different reasons to steal, right? You steal because you can't. You can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I just want these earrings. I can't afford them. And I like all my friends have them. Because if I'm picturing Aaron, is she stealing from Claire's? Or is she stealing from like a record store? Where's Aaron stealing at?
Oh, interesting. Not a record store because she values that too much. She thinks highly of that, but a store like Claire's, absolutely.
You think she's Claire's it?
Yeah, no respect for Claire's.
Because you, T-Hack, if you stole anything, please don't take this wrong.
Okay.
It was probably food.
Okay.
Like candy or something. You stole stupid. Not stupid, but like you stole small. Like you didn't try to get something of value. Like you stole small.
Yeah, do you want me
yes,
to admit?
Yes, go, okay. Go.
One, I've stolen one thing in my life.
What
color was your hair?
Was it tippy?
No, tippy, it was brown, but I was about 16, 17, so okay. You nailed the age. And it was something stupid. It had to be something that I could, if caught, go, oh my gosh, it's a mistake. That's my biggest thing.
It wasn't impulsive.
Because I'm not a stealer.
You
I'm not.
Planned it.
Yeah, I'm not. So what it was is we used to have to dress up to wear on basketball game days. So we have to wear a tie and stuff. And I really wanted a tie clip, you know, the thing that like clips the tie together to your shirt, the little bar that goes across.
Thanks for mansplaining a tie clip.
Okay, well, I don't see many ties in the room. I don't know that I ever have.
I know. I've never used a tie clip.
Okay, so I really wanted one. And I was at, I think it was Penny's or Yonkers, one of the two like department stores. They had one there and it's like $40 or something. And it's
$40?
Yeah, I said the same thing.
For some a paper clip
you
could do?
You use a bobby pin.
Yes, anything.
You're robbing me at this point. Somebody's got to fight back, right?
Okay.
And I was actually with my mom and I was like, oh, can we get this? They have one. And she's like, no, that's way too expensive. So I just yoinked it off of the thing and I just put it in my pocket.
And you got away with it.
I got away with it, yeah. Because it wasn't secured at all to the little box that it came in. So I figured it's really their fault. I'm helping
but
them learn.
But how would you, if you were to have gotten caught?
Yeah, what do you mean? Like, oh, it jumped off the box into my hand. What was your excuse going to be?
I guess it's more of just like, how would they catch? There's no security thing. It just, it's like slipped and fell in my, like.
Okay.
Yeah. Or it I just, oh my gosh, yeah, I was trying it box. On.
I think it's fascinating that it wasn't food.
I tried to eat it. Don't get me wrong.
What did you steal? You've stolen a lot. I look at you and I go,
why?
I just think you had a dark period.
No.
You didn't?
Not a dark period. I did steal from Claire's. You guys are right.
Shut up. It really was Claire's? Yeah. Have you said this before or did I just guess that?
I think I've said it before.
Man, it must be just buried in
It
some...
was like the Cursive E necklace.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
See? Okay. You only stole one thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, boo. How about you, boss? We are.
I have stolen a ton. Like, I went through... I became the person who was thrill stealing, though.
Really?
Oh, good. Just
because I just no once I started.
What is the name of that?
Like a klepto?
Thank you. Yeah.
Kind of, but like no. Well, I mean, like the first time, like I remember not having the means to buy. It was literally earrings for my girlfriend for like Valentine's Day or for her birthday or something.
Chivalrous for someone else.
But I mean, it was like...
Ours were clearly for ourselves, the E necklace. I can guess where that was going.
I was giving that to someone else.
An elephant friend of mine. But I was at like Macy's. It was Foley's or whatever at the time. Okay. Maybe an F probably. It was that long ago. And like, I was looking at other things and I got the clerk pulling like 7 different things out of the case for me.
And he just pocketed
and
one?
And I just slipped 2 earrings onto my finger like a ring.
Interesting.
They were hoop, and then it was just like there was enough boxes out there that it was like the shell game.
Wow, to do it right in front to have a worker help you. Like,
and then
the
thrill of that, and then she was so grateful. She's like, "Oh my god, these are like 24 karat gold." And it was just like, then it was just on.
Can you help me pry them off my finger?
Then I started stealing Twinkies and Culver sandwiches.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.